Well, Jason, here we are. It's Monday, time for the Monday Business Watch. And picked up the paper, and I liked what I read this week. Yeah, there's expansion. There's a good column. Let's talk about Arrowhead expanding.
Yeah, this is good news coming right out of New Mexico State University. Arrowhead Center is expanding and adding a tech sprint program. Really interesting. It's a startup sprint program. It's aimed at all New Mexico tech startups, regardless of their affiliation with the university. A lot of the times, the Arrowhead programs are limited to people who have some affiliation with the university, a student, a teacher, something like that. And this is open to all New Mexico residents. It's funded by a gift from the New Mexico Gas Company, and they're accepting applications for the spring 2017 cohort now. It's going to start later in March. And it's designed, TechSprint is designed, it's really to test the feasibility of some of these great business ideas that we have coming out of our region. And the goal is to speed up these technology startups and get them operating, get them out on the market, of course, to drive economic growth in the state. And it's pretty cool because the TechSprint participants, they get mentorship, they get coaching, they get $2,000 in support, which is very helpful. And the three-week program is going to follow the curriculum for the Aggie I-Corps, the National Science Foundation Innovation site that Arrowhead runs. And the reason that that's interesting is because once they get a go or a no-go decision, they can receive eligibility for the national I-Corps program, and that includes a $50,000 award where you can go out, do some market research, make sure you're targeting the right people, and doing it in an effective way. And I was talking to Kramer over at he oversees the Aggie I-Corps program at Arrowhead Center, and he said that basically anything that would fit within the National Science Foundation guidelines is eligible. So any of the STEM fields, if you've got an idea in those that you're trying to turn into a business, those are possibilities. If it's something you've been working for a while and you're ready to kick it up to the next notch and take it out to the market, this is a great, great opportunity. Again, the deadline is March 12th. And if anybody wants to apply for this, they need to visit arrowheadcenter.nmsu.edu/techsprint. I'll say that one more time because it's kind of long. arrowheadcenter.nmsu.edu/techsprint, and that'll get you the information in the application forms. Again, really encourage people to sign up for this because we've got so many great, great mentors here at the Arrowhead Center. They do fantastic work.
That's definitely, like I said, just nice to read some good news.
Absolutely.
We were going through a couple of weeks where we were getting some bad news.
So. Better news this week than the last, okay. I'll give you that.
All right, let's talk about the profile. You've got SunPower. They've been very active.
They have been active. They're expanding and growing. Mark Westbrook brought this to Las Cruces a few years back. He first got interested, he said, in solar energy back in 2002. He was doing some field work and working on his master's degree. He was up at San Juan College. And up there, he met the owners of Positive Energy Solar of Santa Fe and decided, hey, you know, we've got sun in the south part of the state, too. Mm-hmm. So he brought the business down here. It took off around 2008. El Paso Electric had proposed a renewable energy certificate program as an incentive to the New Mexico customers, but it was only an incentive of about 3 cents per kilowatt hour. And at that time, PNM, Public Service Company of New Mexico, was offering a 13-cent incentive for homeowners and small businesses to switch to solar. So the commission finally decided to match PNM's incentive, and that's when the Las Cruces market really opened up, when we got that 13-cent level here. And since then, some of the incentives have expired over the years, but there's still some good options out there for buyers. There's a 30% federal tax credit, state incentives at 8% state gross receipts tax exemption on solar work. So there's still help out there for folks that are looking to go solar. And interestingly, Westbrook does this as well. His entire home is solar-powered electric. The business is all solar-powered electric. And for the fleets, they buy carbon offsets.
Interesting.
So they're a carbon-neutral company.
Okay.
So they're practicing what they preach.
Good for them. Good for them. Column, Mavita?
Mavita looking very quickly at some of the changes going on in the legislature. And, of course, primary this year was keeping our JTIP and our LEADA incentives funded at the state level. As we know, those are our closing funds and training funds that we rely on to bring a lot of business into New Mexico and into southern New Mexico. A lot of our expansions recently have relied on this. So we're glad Mavita is taking a role in keeping an eye on those. And you can read more about it in today's Sun News.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.